What happens to me per day after September 11th if Sherry Lawson gets her coercion wishes?
If your stay is uninsured, then the hospital would bill you for staying in the hospital.
How much?
A per diem rate. It's I don't know what the exact number is, but it's north of $1,500 a day.
North of $1,500 a day? Do you know the Minister of Health, Dave Matthews, and you can look this up? I read the article last night. Is that not legal for the hospital to do, and it's coercion to threaten that?
I've actually read, I know the exact letter you're talking about. It's in reference to patients who are waiting for long-term care.
Oh, no. This is an article in the Star where Dave Matthews came open to the media about how she wants hospitals to stop threatening patients.
Yeah. Because there was a time at which people were not using that information correctly, and it was used when it shouldn't have been. In this case, I am assured that Brent and our legal team would have reviewed whether or not it is applicable. We do not use this this conversation in every situation. It is only in situations where somebody has a plan in the community that is feasible, that they're not willing to accept, and that's okay.
Wait. You just said there's a plan, so I haven't been informed of what the plan is and what the planning was. I haven't been a part of it. You just violated my rights under the Home Care Bill of Rights, the participation right. You've already violated my preferences and also reprisals. So what's the plan that you know of?
Roger, this is not my show. I told you my piece of this was to talk to you about if you had interest in assisted dying.